Aaron, where were you?
I was running late. There was a wreck not even two blocks away from here. Wait. What's wrong?
It's your father.
What happened?
He's in a coma. The surgery, it didn't go as planned. They couldn't wake him.
I fucking missed it.
Aaron, there was nothing you could have done.
I should have been here!
Aaron, you need to calm down.
After everything we have been through, things have come down to this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was an asshole these past couple of years. Ignoring your calls, requests. Hell, I barely saw you. I've just been so angry for the accident. And you, mostly, was my mother, goddammit! And you fucked that up. By being a damn fool. The one thing I didn't do was ask if you actually felt the same way. I spent the time being mad at you instead. I'm sorry. You're my father. I don't want to lose you too.
Is this a bad time?
No. No. It's fine.
Okay. I just wanted to bring you this. He was clutching that during the surgery. Was that you?
Yeah, it is.
You were a cute kid.
So I was told. So is that it?
Hmm? Oh yeah, there's this.
Is this a napkin?
Yeah, he said he couldn't find any paper. I'll check back soon. All right?
Aaron, I'm sorry if you're reading this and feel guilt. Son. A little too late on that, Dad.
I love you, son. And whether you can understand it, I loved your mother, too. I've regretted what happened all those years ago ever since. There's nothing that can change it now other than looking toward the future. Please, don't carry your guilt around. Carry your pride. Pride knowing that you are and always will be a better man than I ever was. I love you.
I love you, Aaron.
Welcome to Iron Birch Insurance. Sam, wasn't it? Well, nice to meet you. I'm Clyde Adams, and I will be your insurance agent today.
Hello, Clyde. Nice to meet you as well.
Now, let's see here. So what I'm seeing here is that your business, A Cherry on Top, burned down due to an electrical fire.
Yes, that's what the current consensus has been.
So what company did you hire to do the wiring for your business?
They were called Good Electric. I heard they were pretty good and local, so I gave them a call.
I see. One moment.
Okay, but what are you checking for now?
I'm looking to see if you're covered under the insurance or not.
I see. Wait, covered under the insurance?
Yes, that's right. Is there a problem?
No, well, Not yet. What happens if they aren't covered?
Well, if Good Electric isn't covered, that mean that you wouldn't be entitled to any policy money.
Wait a second. You fucking serious?
Yes.
You're telling me that there's a possibility that I could get nothing?
Yes. And unfortunately, that seems to be the case.
What the hell? I wasn't told about this.
Well, it was in your property agreement that you signed. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, right here. Page 47, line 22. It states that if a third-party company is used for the following, plumbing, electrical, or roofing, they are required to be licensed with each specific realtor for government-owned properties. I'm sorry to say, but Good Electric was not licensed with Langford Realtors. Therefore, they're not obligated to give out any money for property destruction. Thank you for your support. Is there anything else that you...
No. Bye. I'm sorry I'm late. Again.
I'm pretty much used to it by now. Brought you coffee. Your favorite, with all the bells and whistles.
I was wondering why there was one sitting right here in front of me.
Well, you ready for our walk?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So how did the meeting go?
It's going, I suppose. Not getting any financial help, since it's government-owned.
I'm sorry, honey.
Well, they will get there one day. We were just so close, you know? Had it running and staff was filling out nice.
Then the fire happened.
The fire happened, yes.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Good news is that it's still mine and it's fixable. Just a matter of money and more time.
What are you going to do then?
I haven't figured that out yet, actually.
It'll come to you eventually.
I hope you're right. Man, I feel like we haven't had much time since we returned from the trip to the mountain.
Yeah, I can second that.
So, any word on your dad?
No, nothing yet. I just hate that I couldn't talk to him one last time.
Hey, he's not dead yet. It's still possible that he'll wake up any day now.
I guess so.
Hey, you want to go to the park?
Yeah. Actually, we can walk there.
Good. Let's go. You know what I did when my grandmother passed?
What's that?
I wrote a letter.
A letter?
A letter. I wrote a letter to her, telling her all the things that were happening in my life. I did it often, too. I think I had dozens of them, just boxed up.
What did you do with them?
Well, when I could, I'd go to her grave and sit for hours reading them to her.
Hmm. That's sweet.
They're in my parents' attic. I haven't really written any in a while.
Did they help?
I don't know. I'd like to think so. I usually like to imagine her in her favorite rocking chair, just shaking her head and giving me speeches about how I overcooked something when it didn't come out right.
You got them a lot, didn't you?
You're kidding me. I had to start somewhere. The worst part is that she was always right. Sorry if that didn't help you any.
It's fine. I don't think anything can really help right now, but talking to you in general is helping.
At least I'm helping in some way.
Yeah, you are. Thanks, Sam.
No problem. If you need anything, just let me know.
Will do. It's just, I have so much on my mind, but now I can't help but worry, you know?
Have you ever thought about maybe that's what you need the most? Something distracting, like the road trip. Except this time, you're home.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I have. You're right. Can we just enjoy this view first?
Yeah.
Can I go now, Mom? Please?
Fine, child.
Win some cool prizes, okay?
Okay!
She is so your kid, in design and attitude.
Actually, she's adopted. Don't tell my husband.
So what?
Catch me up. We haven't talked in what seems like forever now.
Where do I even start?
How about the bakery?
So the insurance agent was no help today. Any money I could be getting for the repairs goes to the government since it's their building.
Damn.
I don't even know where I can get the money for repairs now.
What about a fundraiser? Or an evil bank loan?
I got enough debt from the first view just getting where I am now.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing I can do right now. Just wait and see how the paperwork works out and hope for some miracle.
Do I need to make a luck joke right now?
Please don't.
You're off the hook this time.
And then there's Aaron.
Is he okay?
No, not really. We found out before our road trip that his dad's got cancer. Apparently he's had it for a little while, but recently they found out it's gotten worse.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Sam. How's he taking it?
Honestly, I don't know. One minute he's okay with it, and the next I can tell the waterworks are starting.
You know what they say, after all. Life sucks.
You're preaching to the choir.
Where is Aaron now? At the hospital?
Nope. At the studio, painting. Trying not to think about the fact he may lose his father.
I'm sorry. Again.
What am I supposed to do, Ryan? One minute things are going good, and the next, things want to fall apart.
Luck joke yet?
If you must.
Actually, I got something better than that. Come on, you know this.
Not this song.
Still remembered it.
I can't believe you had me singing that again.
Okay, now let's go see where my daughter's at.
Mom, come play this dance game with me. Please?
Fine, but don't cry when I win again.
You two have fun.
You're not coming?
No, I'm gonna head home, I think. I want to make sure I'm home when Aaron gets there.
Ah, I see. Scared of getting beat, are you?
You do enjoy yourselves.
Okay. Call me tomorrow.
You got it.
Hello?
Aaron?
This is him. Yes?
I'm sorry to be the one to inform you.
He's gone, isn't he?
Well, technically, yes.
What the hell do you mean, technically?
Well, we need your verbal consent to take him off life support.
Are you serious right now? You know you're asking me to kill my dad, right?
Aaron, he's been deemed brain dead, so... Even if he does wake up, he won't be the same anymore.
Are you certain about that? Like, there's no chance he'll be okay if he ever wakes up?
No, I'm afraid not. We can keep him on the machines if you'd like, but this is not a decision I can make for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Take him off the machines.
Okay. When you're ready, can you come down here? We'll need to talk about the next steps. Hello?
Yeah. I can leave now.
Thank you. And Aaron?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. He seemed like a good man. From the time I knew him.
He was. Or at least trying to be.
Ah! Are you sure that you are ready for this?
Yeah. Waiting will just make it worse.
Do you have plans for his next step?
I want to bury him beside Mom. In Florida.
Before leaving, you will need the paperwork you need for transfers.
Thank you.
Aaron.
Yeah?
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Thanks.
I love you, son.
Damn fool.
And whether you can understand it...
I should have been here!
I loved your mother, too.
I don't want to lose you, too.
I love you, Aaron.
Father.
Mr. Basil!
Huh? Hmm?
I put everything of his into the bag.
Thank you, Miss Susan.
He talked about you. More than anything else, honestly. I hope things get better for you. Wherever you go.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Hey, you. Aaron?
Dad's gone.
I'm so sorry, Aaron.
I'm going back to the apartment. I need to work on his funeral arrangements.
Oh, okay. Do I need to meet you there?
No. Stay at the bakery. I'll be all right. I need some time alone.
Okay. See you for dinner, though, right?
Yeah. I'll figure it out after I get ahead on this paperwork.
Okay. I'll see you then.
Elliot, I'm probably busier away from my phone. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you soon. Have a good day.
Hey, man. It's me. I'm calling to tell you that Dad... Dad died. I'm going to have his body shipped back home for the funeral. I'll give you more details when I figure it out. I'm gonna bury him beside Mom. That's where I'd want to be. Anyway. Call me when you get this.
The thing.
through all of the lies. I made a mistake, now I'm pushing away, pushing away. There's nothing to say, now I'm owning my mistakes. I could change, but now I'm sure I'm not staying.
Saying anymore.